Thank you very much, Delegation of Switzerland. I now have no further states parties listed to comment on South African working paper 4. So we will move on to the next agenda item, well, sub-agenda item, whatever we call it, which will be the databases. But first I'd just like to sort of reflect on the fact that all the delegations that have spoken out now have reflected on the importance and the value of this specific part of Article 7, or possibility of Article 7, even though it's sort of slightly outside. It's clear from the working paper, if you look at working paper 4 to working paper 3, that they are slightly different. There are more questions in working paper 4 than you have in working paper 3. So more work is needed. And I take heart that I've heard from several delegations that they are willing to engage in further work and that they support further work. And this includes, for instance, the delegation of the United Kingdom and the delegation of Iran. So with those reflections, I will then continue and turn to the topic of the database. Here we are in a slightly strange situation. At the 8th Review Conference, in para 47 of its final declaration, the conference supported, and I quote, "The conference supports the establishment of a database open to all states parties to facilitate assistance under the framework of Article 7. The purpose of this database could be one way to implement Article 7 of the Convention and allow matching specific offers and requests for assistance," end of quote. And in the agenda item that we're now discussing, references is made to the database, indicating that we already have a database, and which is clear from the discussion we had this morning that there is no such thing. Because there were no corresponding decision at the 8th Review Conference, as you no doubt remember, to actually establish the database. Unlike with the Article 10 in 2011, the 8th Review Conference did not mandate the ISU to establish and maintain an Article 7 database, nor did it provide any resources to enable its establishment. Therefore, the current situation is that there is no Article 7 database, despite the fact that we all supported it at the Review Conference 2 years ago. So maybe in our discussions under this agenda item and in our work at the MSP in December, we have the opportunity to rectify this situation if state parties so decide. There is already a proposal on the table for the establishment of a database. So I would first like to give the floor to the delegations of France and India to briefly present their joint working paper from the 8th Review Conference. If you may recall, I flagged for that topic already in my letter sent out to delegations to help you prepare for this meeting. This presentation will be followed by a presentation of the Russian Federation, which also raises the issue of database in their working paper. Their working paper will also, of course, be addressed tomorrow when we discuss mobile biomedical units. But it's a cross-cutting working paper, so they will also raise that issue under this agenda item. So with that, I will move on and I will give the floor first to France, if I remember correctly, to open up and sort of, in a way, reintroduce your working paper previously submitted to the bioweapon convention processes. You have the floor, madam.